Hi, this is Rob from the Credit Pro, Certified Credit Repair Specialist. How are you doing today?
Good, Carmelo from AM1. I got a phone number for you. Let me know when you're
Yes.
ready. All right,
Yes, no
214.
problem. I'll see what I can do for them. Thanks for the transfer.
Oh, you don't need the number?
Oh, go ahead. Yes.
214-566-5575. You're speaking to Roslyn, trying to get up to a $3,000 loan. Credit score is like 580, Mark.
Okay, no problem. I'll see what I could do for them. Thanks for the
Thank
transfer,
you
okay?
so much. You got
Thank
it.
you.
Appreciate it.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Yeah, so the main reason you were transferred over to us here today was because I understand that you're looking for a you were actually transferred over to us so that we can help you to improve your credit. Because it seems you didn't qualify for a loan with a reasonable interest rate, right? Because of your credit score not being high enough yet.
I'm guessing. I don't know. He just sent me over.
Yes. And do you know what's affecting your credit at the moment? Do you have any late payments on credit cards?
Maybe,
Medical
yeah, maybe on
bills?
credit card. Right now I'm working with a debt consolidation company, and they've actually improved my credit score, so it's going up. But I got laid off in January, so it's been kind of tough the last few months. And I work 5 different jobs right now, so
Oh, okay. So that's what's affecting your credit at the moment. Okay, don't worry. So based on what I understand, the only thing that's holding you back right now would be your credit, Roslyn. And unlike other companies, we actually work on improving every aspect of your credit. We go from disputing the negative items that are questionable, that are on your credit report, to giving you access
I
to
used to work for,
positive credit.
I used to work for a
So,
credit company.
you used to work for a credit repair company?
Yes. Yes,
Oh,
I
okay. What
did when I
company
started.
do you used to work for?
Ace Credit Consulting.
Ace Credit Consulting? And also, so. We're gonna go ahead and attempt a soft pull first, Rosalind, to be able to determine what's showing up on your score here through your Equifax. And also, what will be the first and last name, like just like it's on your ID?
Roslyn Whiskey.
Route one whiskey.
Roslyn, Roslyn Whiskey, Liske.
Oh, Liski. Oh, okay. Also. What will be your mailing address?
5825 Stags, STAGS, Leap, LEAP. Drive, apartment 1122, The Colony, Texas 75056.
The Colony, Texas.
Yes.
You said 5828 Stag?
5825 Stags Leap.
20, 25, 58, 25. And how do you spell the name of the street?
STAGS. LEAP.
Actually.
Stags Leap.
Oh, LEAP. Stag's Leap. It's like a leap when you jump. The Colony, Texas, 75056. And also, what will be your date of birth?
10/15/84.
10/15/1984.
Yes.
And what is your social?
6381004 36.
6381004. What else?
36.
go ahead and pull up the credit report. And what is it that you currently do for a living at the moment?
I am a server and bartender.
Oh, you do you prepare drinks? Mix them?
Yeah, I work in the service industry, so hospitality.
I've actually heard that line, the line of work, hospitality, where you go to hospitality school, right?
I've
seen some, I've spoken to some ladies that they were actually going to some type of hospitality school. For the hotel industry.
Yeah, I work at a hotel in one of the restaurants. Yeah, I work in restaurants and bars. I work in 5 different places.
Oh, okay. So you're certified to go serve at a club, some drinks for the night and stuff like that.
Yes.
That's pretty nice. You must meet a lot of people, right?
Yes, I do.
And also, which of the following is a current or a previous employer? Did you ever work at any of these places? David's Bridal, Angel Care, Wendy's Restaurant, or Community National?
Community National.
Community National?
Yes.
And also, the Community National title, right? Community National title?
Yes, title.
Was that the credit company you were talking about?
No, it's a title company. I worked in sales.
Title? Well,
that's what I got laid off from. Yeah.
What did they sell? Cars or homes? Land?
Title insurance.
Title insurance. Oh, okay. And also, which of the following vehicles did you ever have? A Nissan Juke, a Honda CRV, a DeLorean base, or a Plymouth PW150?
Nissan Juke.
Juke.
Yes.
That's a pretty nice little SUV, huh? It's good on gas.
Yeah, it is. I used to have that was my car before my current car.
Yeah. What car do you have right now?
Jetta.
A Jetta. Oh, okay. Yeah. Like the Nissans, the only thing with the Nissans is like all the sedans, the automatics. You don't try to tow with them because they're not regular automatic transmissions. They're CVTs, and you'll snap the chain that links the two pulleys together. The pulley from the engine and the pulley from the wheels. It rips because of the weight. So like the only automatic transmission cars that are from Nissan are like your trucks, like your Frontiers, your Pathfinders, your Titans. Those are for towing, you know, the automatics. They have like 6-speed automatics on them, and those have actually like gears that have teeth that spline into each other, you know. It's not just two pulleys. Like it's like the CVT is like the transmission on your automatic motorcycle, where you have like the output from the engine and the input from the transmission to the wheels. And like when you want to have a lower gear ratio on your engine to have more torque. It's like when you're riding your bike, right, where you have a high gear on the front and like a small gear on the back, and you're pedaling, you pedal it, and it's really, really hard to pedal. But then if you have a small gear on the front and a big on the back, it's really soft to pedal, but you have to pedal it really fast to be able to move. But it's really, really soft. That's how kind of like the transmissions work. But the CVTs, instead of splining in to each other, they just ride on friction, you know. So like if you're pulling something with a CVT, you end up heating up that chain, you know, and you can snap your transmission. You're gonna need a whole service on it, you know, a whole new chain. And just to get it out and open it up, it's just a big labor, right? it costs more than the transmission itself just to open it up and work
it's
on it
in the cards total.
Yep. Yep. And also, but you got that Jetta now. Is it a manual or an automatic?
It's automatic.
Automatic, yeah. The Jettas do have regular transmissions on their automatic sedans. They have either a 6-speed or 8-speed. I think a 6-speed or 8-speed automatic. And also, okay. Which of the following is the last 4 digits of your cell phone? Is it a 2476 9767 9479 or 8985 or none of the above?
None of the above.
And also, I'm gonna go ahead and submit these over here. You know, so which of the following high schools did you graduate from? Is it Itasca High School, Our Lady of the Valley High School, Pet Royce High School, or Eastmont High School? None of the above.
None of the above.
Okay. And also, which of the following people have lived with you in the last 10 years? Is it Fabian, Andrew Chan, Roland Cole, or Brian Lang?
No one. None of them.
None of them? And also, according to our records, you previously lived on Fort Worth. What city was the street located on? Was it in New Boston, Quinlan, Winsboro, or Dallas?
Which one?
Which of the following is the county?
The county of what?
You previously lived on Fort Worth. What city was this street located at? The Fort Worth Street. Was it in Dallas?
It's Dallas County, but I never lived there. I didn't end up living there.
Dallas County. And also, I'll go ahead and put up. What is the county itself? Is it Jefferson, Grimes, Denton, or Palo Pinto?
Which did I grow up in? What was the question? I'm sorry. What was the question? I didn't hear it. Hello? Hello.
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Yes, can you hear me all right?
Yeah, now I can. I can hear you now. keeps going in and out.
Yes. So the actual county, you said it was Palo Pinto?
No, I've never lived in Palo Pinto. I didn't hear the county.
Mm-hmm. It's always been, is it Jefferson, Denton, or Grimes?
Denton.
Denton, right? Uh-huh. And what is the model year of the vehicle that you bought before March 2018? What year is that Jetta?
I just got that Jetta 6 months ago.
Uh-huh. And what year is it?
2012.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Is it a 1.8 liter, a turbo, a 2.0?
I have no idea. My dad just gave it to me when my Jeep broke.
Oh, okay. You had a Jeep too that broke? Liberty?
Yeah, I had a Liberty a long time
ago.
Yeah,
that one was a 4-cylinder or a V6.
I don't know.
No.
All my cars paid cash given to me, so I don't really know.
Don't worry. So before 2018, did you have any vehicle that was a 2011, 2012, 2013, or a 2014?
I had a 2013 Nissan Juke.
A 2013 Nissan? But was it like a Nissan Patrol?
No, it was the Juke.
Oh, I thought you said Nissan Jeep. I'm like, the Nissan Juke. Yep. That one was, what year was that?
2013.
Okay, yes. And also, did you ever have a bank card open in November
2021? I don't remember. I don't know.
And also, did you ever have a student loan open in 2018?
Yes, Ed Financial.
Mm-hmm. Through Ed Financial, right? Or was it Ed America? Ed America?
It says Ed Financial on my
Ed Financial. Credit. Okay. And also, the student loan, it was through Ed Financial, but that was in 2018, right? Did you ever refinance it?
No, I've never had to pay on it yet because of they keep pushing back the date.
Oh, because of that? Is it because of that Biden thing?
Yeah, and they've been pushing back the dates on when we had to repay it for years.
And have you recently pulled up your report in the past couple of months?
Yeah, I usually pay attention to it pretty good.
Mm-hmm. So also, did you ever have a auto loan or a lease in December 2020?
No, I've never had. All my cars were paid cash.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And also, what is your middle or former name? Is it Melanson, Melnick, Melnichenko, or Melonuk?
Melnick.
Melnick, right? Melnick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's Rosalind Melnick. Mm-hmm. Lisker.
Yes.
It's L-I-S-K-R. Lisker.
Lisky. L-I-S-K-E.
E. Oh, Lisky. Uh-huh. Is that a Russian last name? Lisky.
German.
German. Oh, okay. Mhm. All right. So, Roslyn, I do see your credit score now. It's a 626 at the moment. So I see that you have a total of 38 trade lines under your credit score. It's part of your history with your credit, as well as a total of. You have a total of 3 hard inquiries. So the hard inquiries, those actually get generated whenever you apply for new credit or financing, whether you get approved or not.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And also, I see you have a total of 48 late payments. So 46 of them are late no more than 30 days from the due date. And 2 of them are late more than 30 days from the due date for a total of 48. You know where this could be from?
Mm-mm.
We'll go ahead and go over those right now as well. We'll take a look into that, because that can happen when that you can happen when you have things on auto pay on, like, when you paint things a day or two late.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I see you have a total. Well, you don't have anything in collections. Can you hear me all right, Rosalyn? I hear, like,
yeah.
I might be cutting in and out.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, so 48 late payments is what's affecting you the most right now. And those would be from. Take a look here. And also, so I see here that you have it's from Feb Op Loans, Duvera Billing Service, Con Credit Corp, Capital One, Synchronity, Capital One, TD Bank, Bank of Missouri. So you do have pretty good history. You have pretty good usage. And the only reason why those accounts are in your negative end of your credit, it's because they're actually already paid off. You already paid them off and closed them, except that some of the payments they're showing up as late from a while ago. Like, for example, the op loans, that one is actually, which it's been already been charged off to your collections. It shows that it's already been taken care of, so that shouldn't be appearing there anymore. That's from 2022. It came into collections.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see Duvera Billing, the Con Credit. They're actually already all charged off of your tax refund.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So they're all charged off of your tax refund. Like, at the end of the year, some companies have the ability to actually be able to take out your what you owe them out of your tax refund amount.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And also, so our main goal here, the main goal of the Credit Pros, Roslyn, is to help you to strengthen your credit so you can achieve your goals.
Okay.
And we do all the work for you. We send out targeted dispute letters and challenge the negative items that you would identify as misleading, inaccurate, outdated, and unverifiable.
Okay.
That are found on your credit report with all 3 credit bureaus at the same time. And we're also responsible about the negative items being removed. So if something, for some reason, shows up again in the future, will actually go back and work on those negative items again. Even if you're no longer working with us in the future anymore, we'd still go
Okay.
back and work on those. And as a client, you will also receive access to a guaranteed trade line of up to $5,000 that reports to Experian every month, and it helps to attract other lenders. Now, to be clear, this is not a credit card, so you cannot use it to buy gas or fast food. All purchases are made directly through their online store, through nationalcreditdirect.com. And you can use it to purchase things like furniture, kitchen appliances, electronics, as well as jewelry and tools.
Okay.
Best part about them is that they have some really great no interest options. So as long as you're making a small purchase and you're paying it off on time, it'll help you to build up your history with your credit. Because all credit scores, they are based 35% off of your payment history. So you'll have the line of credit that I mentioned, but also the payments for the program itself. They'll be reported to all three credit bureaus each month, just like if you had a loan that you're paying off on time. So that'll help you to build up your history with credit. And also as a client, you will not receive any money from the credit pros. So one of the benefits is that you pay as you go for the services rendered, and you can opt out should you experience a hardship, and the positive reporting will discontinue. But once again, you'll actually reflect good payment history on all three credit bureaus month after month. And that'll be for as long as you're working with us on the program to help you to improve your credit. So our program, Rosalind, it's only $149 a month, and it has no long-term obligations. So you would pay as you go for the services rendered, and you can opt out should you experience a hardship. And the positive reporting will discontinue. But once again, you'll actually be reflecting good payment history on all three credit bureaus month after month. And that'll be for as long as you're working with us on the program to help you to improve your credit. So the program itself, the payments for the program, they'll be reported each month for as long as you're working with us on it, the 149. And starting today, you'll receive access to your very own client portal. So on the client portal, that's where you'll be able to see the improvement of your credit score 24/7. You'll be able to see what negative items we're going to be working on, what negative items we remove from the credit score, as well as what different opportunities become available for you and your credit, like loan options, credit card options. You'll also receive access to a reference letter. So the reference letter, Rosalind, that's going to help you to prove to the rent-to-own representatives and to the landlords or the owners of the properties that you're actually working on your credit with us, with a professional credit repair company. And you'll receive access to this reference letter starting today, along with your benefits. So that reference letter, it'll help you look like a more trustworthy tenant in the eyes of the owners of the properties and the rent-to-own representatives as well, the ones that are representing the rent for the places. So once you enroll in the service, you'll also receive access to our Loan Wizard tool as well, Rosalind. And on the Loan Wizard tool, that tool can be used to determine how much you can afford to borrow based on your current credit score. It can be used to, you can actually use it to apply for a minimum of 1,000 up to 100,000 based on your current credit worthiness. And those are personal loans that can be used for whatever purpose you may need. So that way, while you're looking for credit or financing, we'll also be in the background working to improve your credit. So you'll have even easier access to easier type of financing in the future with better, more reasonable interest rates. Okay. And the program itself, Rosalind, if you were to enroll today, instead of paying $149 a month, you'd be paying $119. And that's how much you'd be paying a month instead of the whole $149. But if for some reason you don't have the whole 119 today, we can also have that 149 postponed for you all the way till the 10th of May to give you a little more headroom. And we can actually go ahead and start working with you and your credit and know that you would have to cover for today, which is be $12.95. So I don't know if you prefer to do the whole, if you prefer to do the whole 119 today, or if you just want to get started for the $12.95.
Probably $12. I'm trying to pay my rent and everything, right, my bills. So.
Don't worry, Rosalind. That'll still give you access to your client portal today, the Loan Whisper tool, and that reference letter that you need for the rent to own. Okay. And also,
Okay.
I'll be with you on the line as well to help you set up the app on your phone and to choose the items that we're going to begin working on. So, do you have access to your email at the moment as well?
Yes.
Mary, it's R Mary Melnick, right? At gmail.com.
Yes.
And what type of card would you be using today for the $12?
A debit card.
A debit? All right. So all I will need from the card would just be the 16 digits, the expiration date, and the three on the back, okay?
Okay. It is 5108-0501-6501-1805.
Okay. And the expiration date?
8/23.
2023, 8/2023. And what is the three on the back?
925.
925. All right. And remember, Rosalind, once the payment is accepted, the second set of fee of 149, that won't be charged till May the 10th. And then your month-to-month fee
Okay.
of 149, that'll start till June the 10th. So we just go ahead and go over our credit card disclosure. So we need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of $12.95 to be charged today. The standard procedure dictates the cards resulting in a decline will be subject to a reattempt for enrollment. And don't worry, we will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available.
Okay.
And also, the billing address for the card, is it the 5825 Stags Leap? That's is
Yes.
that Leap Boulevard or Lane, or is it just Leap?
Drive.
Leap Drive. That's Stags Leap, two words, right? The Colony, Texas,
Yes.
75056.
Yes.
All right. So I'll go ahead and process it here. I'm gonna go ahead and send you a little confirmation as well through email and text message. All right, so I'm just waiting for my system to load here. All right, so we successfully processed the enrollment. So we'll now go ahead and activate your client portal so you can take
Okay.
advantage of the benefits that we discussed. Okay, Rosalind. So Rosalind, you
Okay.
should have received a text message and an email from us from the Credit Pros welcoming you to the program. Can you go ahead and check your email for me, please? It should say welcome to the Credit Pros from the Credit Pro team.
I haven't gotten anything.
Don't worry. Let me know if I can actually go ahead and resend it as well. One second. You can also check your spam folder.
Yeah, I don't see anything.
On there? Let me go back
Didn't
here
get
and
a text.
verify. Let me go back and verify the email again. Make sure that we have it correct. Okay. One second.
Okay.
So the email that we have on here for you would be R as in Robert, and then Mary, Marie, and then Melnick, Melnick, at gmail.com, right?
Yes.
That's the one that we have. Let me resend you that welcome in case there's an error with it. Don't worry.
Okay, now I got it.
Okay, yes. Don't worry, Rosalind. It seems that right now we're actually having issues with that welcome email and the SMS. That's why you're not receiving it. I just confirmed it from my manager right now. But don't worry. What I'm gonna do here, Rosalind, is I'm gonna go ahead and put you over to our.
I got the
Go ahead.
email.
Oh, you did get
I
it?
got the email.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yes, it's because it's delaying a little right now. I don't know why. We're all having the same issue. Well, I'm glad you got it. Can you go ahead and open up the email, and then it should have a link in it. Let me know if it lets you access the link.
I already clicked on it, and then my last name is Liske, not R.
Yes, I went ahead and updated it here.
Okay. I clicked the link, and it shows me my credit score.
Let me update the last name. SKE, right?
Yes.
Because they have the R at the end here. Yeah, so on there, make sure that all the information is accurate, like your name, your email, everything, because your email would be your user. And then you're going to create a password after you go through the agreement of service. On the bottom, you're going to click next step, put a check mark on the box, and hit next step. And then on the next step, it's going to ask you to make that password. Let me know once you get to the password step.
I just see, I click the link and it just has the link took me to the portal.
Yes,
And then where do
And
I go?
does it show you the agreement of service on there?
No, it just says my credit score stuff.
Oh, okay,
That's
yeah,
all.
don't worry. So it just says your credit score you already got.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, don't worry. What I'm gonna do next here, well, I wanna congratulate you on joining the Credit Pros. So we're excited to get you on this journey for a healthier credit score. So I'll be transferring you to our auto credit advisor ACE, who will be verifying that I entered all of your information correctly. And this will only
Okay,
take 2 minutes. Go ahead.
I'm ready for work. I'm already running behind,
Okay.
so.
Don't worry. Like I mentioned, that'll just take a minute or so, and you have our info on the email as well if you want to get back to us, okay? I'm gonna put you over. Thanks for
Okay.
your time, okay? You have a wonderful day.
Okay, thanks.